So is this the next one?
We're now on the next one. So this is only going to be about maybe half an hour or something. But can we
pause for a piss in that?
Do you want to go to the toilet at that?
No,
you're right.
I'm in a piss.
Aye, on you go, mate. We can cut the now, aye.
You can carry on.
I will just carry on. Fuck it.
It's more relaxed on this one.
There's only maybe, so like saying, say there are thousands of people watching. Now there's only 300-400 people. So it's, and it's people that subscribe to our content. So they're not. It's just the good folks. Yeah, but aye. So we're gonna actually do a thing where, can you pull the video up? We can wait till Jamie's back, but...
I've got a question for you while Jamie's away. Right. Well, we're talking there, we got your thoughts on the Spec Bros, but I want your thoughts on somebody else. Do you know who Scottish Declan is?
I don't know who that is.
Do you want to show him?
Do you want to show him?
Aye, we'll get Scottish Declan up.
I heard people talking about it, but
People were actually wanting you to box this guy.
Really?
For the boxing thing, but I think you would kill him.
I'm looking forward to see who this is.
Oh, you kill him, mate? You kill him? Yeah. No, it's all right. I just heard something through the headphones. Aye, Scottish Declan, he's a wee guy. He does like dances in fucking Lidl and all that, and he's always wearing like Greg's pyjamas and shit.
Is he Scottish?
Aye, Scottish Dec, there he's there. Right, should maybe the aye.
How many followers does he have?
He's got quite a lot, 107,000. Aye, he's quite famous. So you want to stick the headphones on, you'll hear him. Yep. Well, I think it's just music, but look at that. What do you think of this fucking guy?
And grab myself a Yorkshire tea. Cheers. Right. Now it's time to get ready. Let's click those magic fingers. Boom. Today I'm wearing my Disney 100 Goofy t-shirt and black jeans. Now it's time to whack on my new shoes. So I got the brand new Disney 100 shoes from Vans.
Disney shoes? Did
so
you wear them?
They are, in all the glory.
Oh, the wee heel flick. I like that.
Now it's time to put on some of my new aftershave.
Would you think you could take this man in a fight?
Aye, you'd kill him.
You'd paste him, mate.
Next up,
here, by the way, Steezing, by the way.
Very nice outfit.
That is cool, mate. If that was all YSL, I'd wear that.
Aye, but it's no, it's Disney.
It's a sold up.
Side bag.
Oh.
So there we go. What do you think? Have an amazing night.
He lived in a caravan, didn't he?
Did he, aye? Yeah, how's he get all the money for all that? That's always a mad thing with him, innit? But right. are we totally about what's happening, mate? I don't know if you might be better.
Maybe better just keep them on because we'll need to hear the videos.
Because you're the same as me, mate. I need them kind of bigger than the way they are.
Right.
So don't squeeze your head, do you know what I mean?
So everybody, this is Crime Corner.
Right. I've fucking worked hard on this.
So we're going to watch a couple of incidents and let's see what you think of them, Lee. Let's give it a wee breakdown. So this is the first one. Drunk Chav goes crazy.
Outside the youth centre, which is over here.
Oh. Trouble.
Trouble.
The kid's drunk and has already assaulted three members of staff.
Whoever swore then don't swear again, all right?
Against the law to swear.
What's the problem?
Huh?
What's the problem?
No problem. It's Friday club, isn't it? Everyone's chilling. Everyone's chilling. It's no problem.
Everyone's what?
Everyone's chilling. C-H-I-L-L-N-E-N. I'm drunk, yeah? Everyone's drunk. Everyone is
right, come and have a chat with me by the car. Come right, come away from these people. We'll have a chat.
The big man.
Come here.
Wait a minute, I swear.
Oh, aggressive quickly. Oh. Why do we get a pause on this and guys?
Let's get a pause.
Are we recap on?
So what do you think's happened there? Like what's he done wrong? But
the way I've seen it, the way I can see that video is I haven't seen anything wrong. It's just the copper grabbed him and start pinning the wee guy down on the ground for no reason at all.
It's a bit excessively, would you not
excessive
say?
Excessive force.
Yeah, but obviously that's more of an English thing. So a public order is a Section 5 Public Order Act. That is an English law. But if that was in Scotland, a licence in Scotland Act 2010, Section 38, Subsection 1, that is a breach of the peace, you know? So...
mate, you know your fucking stuff.
Well,
Lee.
Obviously I studied my law.
You did,
I
mate.
I studied my law.
It's
I do
evident.
Have an LLB law degree. I've been trying to tell people that.
It's evident in your every word.
I didn't have the chance to try and get all my stuff, you know.
But so you think that this is excessive force by this copper? And if it was in Scotland, would he have been within his legal right to be doing that to that young man?
depends on the nature of the cop. Depends on the nature of the cop, you know.
So what? Let me ask you this. Say you're that guy. What would you have done if the police done that to you?
I'd just say to him, I said, get the fuck off me, and all that, you know. So I would start using self-defence and all that.
Aye. Yeah, I think once he touches you, it's game on.
Well, obviously, you'll be classed as assaulting a policeman, you know. So
How long do you get for that?
So depends. By law, that you can get up to, like, common assault, up to 6 months, you know. So common assault is 6 months, you know. That's the maximum you get.
Will we carry the video on, maybe?
Did you want to stick the headphones back on?
There's a few of these as well. See, because I think because he's drunk, I think he's not got a leg to stand on here, Lee. I think a young man drunk in the street is fair pickings for an officer. That's a bit far, isn't it?
But then...
He's resisting, but isn't he?
Aye, so
he's resisting
when,
arrest.
That's when he will be charged.
Mate, see, when you were a wee guy, but like I used to... Now, obviously, used to run away from police all the time and that. Like, imagine how daft you'd feel the next day if you woke up. You'd be all sore and all your shudders and that.
Like, oh, like knees in your back and that.
Waking up in a cell, bro.
I know.
Oh, that's a hardcore.
Multiple times.
I think that's probably this clip gone, but we've obviously got some more on Crime Corner.
Yep.
So let's go to the next clip. But
is
aye, so
is
you...
Is that no Road Wars?
Aye, Road Wars. Road I know, Wars. Why is it in the but, street? I know,
aye.
Road Wars and Street Wars had a very loose...
There's an overlap.
There's an overlap. And
they can go into each other's territory.
But I used to watch this shit.
Okay. Girl goes mad. Oh.
Let's see.
I love them big cars and big Vauxhall.
Right, no, so this is...
What's a Vauxhall Vectra? Something going on in the car in front.
They're snogging. So they're snogging in the car in front, Lee?
Don't go a-knocking. The boys aren't convinced everything's right and decide to follow the motor.
Jolly a bit shoddy, isn't it?
Unimpressed with the bloke's driving skills, Kev pulls him over.
So that'll be classed as careless driving?
Mm-hmm. Right, and he's kissing his girlfriend, is that?
That's careless driving, that is.
Oh.
You get careless driving for kind of winch?
Mm. Yep.
But the bloke is in no hurry to stop.
Is he taking the piss?
When you ask to stop, put your handbrake on.
Yeah, I just had it's very aggressive.
Aye, yeah. Right off the bat.
No, you have. You stink a drink, mate. Step out for me.
The driver's Polish, and with the car stinking of booze, Waller thinks he's drunk.
Stinking of booze. Steaming.
Right. Breathe. I'll stick him on the breather just in case.
But it seems his lady friend's more highly suspicious of the cops.
Open the car. Open the door.
She locked the door.
She's got drugs or something.
Drugs. Waller gives her an ultimatum.
Under the door, or you'll smash the window. Scaring me. Oh, stop! Just open the door. We're police officers. Open the door.
Oofed.
Who is she? I don't know. What's in your hand?
She maybe
claims he's just giving her a lift.
I think she's our lady of the night.
Oh, she could be, by the way.
I think so.
3-9, we've got a vehicle stop at this time.
I landed in my jacket, look.
Let go. What have you hidden? Don't lie to me.
Are you suspicious at this point, Lee?
Aye, let's get a pause. What do you think so far?
So, at this point, what I can see is kissing. That's obviously automatically charged with careless driving, right? That point, they're not being breathalyzed or taken a drug test yet.
Not yet.
So, not yet. So,
see what happens.
We still need to find out. See,
here's a question just before we start again. Can you refuse to take it?
Yes, you can refuse, but you will be further charged. Mm. So there you go.
Aye.
And then you could end up getting banned from driving.
This guy's lucky there's not a fucking smooching test, because he would have failed that.
Failed the kissing test.
He's been smooching.
What's he got on him?
I don't know him.
Cuff him. What's he got on him? Class A? How much? Is he a dealer?
She's talking a lot of shit, isn't she?
0-9 him.
It's time, mate.
She's yapping.
Okay, I'm suspicious of possession of a controlled substance, okay?
Give me the stuff.
The girl's distraught, but Kev isn't convinced she's as innocent as she says.
Tell me what's going on.
If I tell the truth,
I just want to kind of butt in there.
Aye, go on.
You butt in, mate.
So, this woman is too much talking, right? So, when the policeman starts questioning the woman, right? So, you must keep your mouth, always keep your fucking mouth shut, right? And always request a lawyer at present.
Mm-hmm. Before you say anything.
Do not admit to anything.
No comment.
Because what she's doing is she's letting her guts out. She's just spilling her tongue out, and that is the worst thing. I knew that copper is getting all the evidence, but see, all he needs, right? And she's fucked.
And it's on camera, and she's going to contradict herself. Exactly. She just keep talking.
And if she's trying to lie, try to bend and twist her words, right? And if that has been proven in court with that camera, that video evidence, right? Then there's a possibility you will be charged, and it is automatically remanded a custodial sentence that you will be charged with under perjury.
Right. You know? So we'll tell
them. Perverting the court of justice.
No comment, crew. Fuck the screws.
No comment.
There you go. Yep.
Okay, how much has he got on him?
I don't know.
She reckons the bloke's selling crank. Crystal meth.
Ooh, crank. But crank. Chances.
The driver may have passed the breathalyzer, but they'll both be coming in for a strip search.
This poor Paul has done nothing wrong.
You just said you're gonna
I think it's
100% him, mate. This poor Polish man's.
Right. You're gonna have to come back with us and get searched, alright?
He just said.
Relax.
She's fucked.
She has crocodile tears, we call that.
Meth is one of the most dangerous drugs around and can make users ultra aggressive and psychotic.
He does look fucking.
Doesn't he look like he's actually that bothered? He looks like I've done this before.
Shush. Can't he understand a word any cunt said?
Wait, hold on, what's going on here?
Said you were going to show me! You just did!
Relax!
Relax now!
We need one unit on immediate response, please.
Cuffed, the girl starts flipping out.
Do not bite me!
Bite?
Out the car now. Just leave him in here, Waller. Get out the car. Get out the car. Get out the car.
Outside the car, things don't improve.
At this moment, you're under arrest.
Do you think that's the worst thing you could do in that situation? Like, just freak out and do you think you should just comply with everything but no talk?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
She actually sounds like
she's causing multiple charges now. Aye. Multiple charges.
Resisting arrest.
Yep.
Aye.
She sounds like a child having a tantrum.
With Kev struggling to control her, ex-Road Wars legend Del turns up.
Oh, Del's a here. Legend!
They now need to get a recuff behind
Del's here!
Big Del's on the scene!
Need to get Del down.
Don't worry. Del. Del's on it.
She's nicked. This is what you call paid liars.
Oh, aye, get the biggest paid liar in.
Get the paid liars in.
Aye.
Just tell me where the drugs are.
I'll tell you one thing, I love a police with a black uniform.
Aye, is that the best?
They're just something about black uniform. I do like them, you know.
That actually does look cool, mate. I
don't like the high vises. I just like the old
all
school.
Black.
I just like the nature of the black uniform. You know?
The yellow and blue is a bit tacky in it.
I don't like the yellow.
Like, you know what it is, mate?
Let's start, we can...
move on. But we'll have another one, though.
So, obviously, I want to explain about the black uniform, right? So, the reason why I like the black uniform is because they're corrupt, old school. See, when they're driving unmarked cars and all that, right? You don't know if they're police. The only thing you realise is the wee radios that flashing, you know? Like, back in a few years ago, right, I was kicking about, noising the police and all that, right? And the police for Kirky, right, they always had an unmarked police car. It was a black Focus, right? And they kept hanging about with this Focus, and I kept following them about. And see, when they pulled me up and they said, we need to ask you questions and all that, I was pushing the rain, and I went like this, yeah. Fuck, I can smell corruption, you know? And the cop, I went, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I love the smell of corruption in the morning.
And that's when I started getting a good relationship with the Kirky Polis, you know?
Aye.
It was funny, mate. Honestly, I love all the old school cops.
Let me ask you something. Black uniform, what colour of hat?
I love traffics, mate. I love the traffic polis. Mm-hmm. There's a reason why, right? I love a traffic police. They're so professional, right? They just, see when they stop you, right? They put the wee white hat on, right?
Aye.
and they go like this: "How you doing, sir? I want to request your driving license, sir." That's what they do. They act so fucking professional, mate. I know a lot of traffic cops, and mate, they're just they act so professional.
Mate,
they
if I'm being honest,
they know everything, but they don't.
Both clips that we've shown on the Road Wars, I think the cops weren't the most professional.
They could have dealt with a wee bit more calm.
But they're just English police. The Scottish police are more. They're a different breed, mate.
They're totally different.
The traffic mob is a different breed, mate. It's the only mob I like is a traffic mob, you know.
Let me ask this. Yeah. Best Polish motor or van or whatever, what's the pinnacle? See, if you could own one, what would you get?
So I had a few of them before. X5 BMW, freely a diesel, or a 580 diesel, 5 series BM, you know.
That's a motor.
See these new BMWs, mate. See the big freely a diesel BMs. I had a few of them before, right? They're fucking fast.
Aye.
They are so fast.
Aye.
They're slidey to fuck, right? But they are so fast. I have never seen a new shape 5 Series BM that goes so fast.
Aye, let's shut
you
off a stick.
You can actually keep up, like Focus STs. You can actually keep up.
Boy,
see, to be honest, mate, I had an Audi A6 S-Line, 3-litre TDI diesel, right? I bought it down in London. Do you know this thing had a Stage 2 remap and I couldn't have had it on the road? I could not
keep
up.
Is that too fast?
It was a Quattro, four-wheel drive Quattro. It was a big Audi.
Where, remap?
Aye, Stage 2 remap, you know.
Fuck,
it was a German mechanic. He'd done everything to it. He put a new auto box, done everything to it. Very well maintained.
A 1,000 brake or something?
No, this thing was like close to under, I don't know, I think it was over 400 brake horsepower or something like that. So it came to a point, I bought it and anyway. I couldn't believe how fast this thing was.
Aye.
Just right through the gears, you know.
So I tell you what I don't like, mate. I don't like the pugs. I don't like the new fucking the Polish kicking about in the Peugeots, electric Peugeots, mate.
Aye, he's pathetic. You're not even stoking for them.
Gay as hell, mate.
I know, electric motors.
I don't know if you know, I was, I have a connection with somebody. Well, I used to, but not anymore. I used to buy ex-police cars. I don't know if you know that.
Aye, I remember
you saying that. Like, I actually had a Shogun as well. Mm-hmm. Big Mitsubishi Arm Response Shogun. I bought that. It was quite hard to sell, but I managed to get it sold. I made a wee bit of profit on that, and then I started buying, like, Focuses, Peugeots, you name it.
Mm-hmm. Lovely.
So that was the first car that you sold that got you into selling cars then,
No, but I started buying different types of cars before. I started... Right. Well, obviously connected with this other guy, which I started buying ex-police cars, you know. But I don't speak to him anymore, so... You know.
Aye, no, don't know, get the connect. Do you want to do one? We'll get time for one more?
There's a few. Do you want to read out the descriptions of them? I'll tell you what ones are good.
Aye, you remember, aye.
So we've got... one of them is called Road Wars Madman.
No, the things I've wrote on WhatsApp would be better, because I've wrote things that I would remember.
swearing at an officer of the law.
Right, another one. Tell me the other one.
Wee steaming guy. Hello, mate.
I mean, that one's funny. Stick that one on. Hello, mate. Is that the start? Mate, I rewind it. This is just all a wee dafties again, mate. I want your input in these.
Kid kicks.
You're an expert, mate.
Is this the one we watch, or is it?
Yeah, it's this one.
Okay. Someone vandalising vehicles. Strangely,
these three kids are right next to the damaged motors when the officers arrive. Be funnies.
I know.
The police are not sure if the group are involved, but are getting little cooperation.
You've got no wallet on you, no ID?
No, nothing, man.
Steve has a butcher's at the damaged cars.
It looks like that wing mirror there has been damaged. There's a kick there.
Fanny.
Volleying motors, man.
He daft his.
What's your real name?
I told you my real name, mate.
Okay, what other names do you go by?
No other names, mate.
The cocky lad has been pretty hostile, leaving Steve and his colleagues no closer to identifying the vandal. But hang on, knowing the area is covered with CCTV, they ask the operators to rewind the footage.
Here we go.
This is make or break, isn't it?
Evidence.
The video shows the wing mirror is already damaged and the trio are already hanging around.
Doesn't he prove it?
Wait for a clear description of any offenders. The CCTV paints a clearer picture of just what these three have been up to. Flying the flag for drunken louts, this lad takes a leak behind someone's motor, kicks a wall, beats up a bin bag, and wraps it all off by arguing with his mates.
Oh, that's boys.
Anger issues, isn't it?
Shut him up, man.
Still don't know if he's the culprit. That is, until his mate slips up.
It's not fun, it's
road wars. We ain't driving.
No, but you've hit a car.
Oh, she's been fucking grassed up, the boy.
Did she just say what I thought she did? She's just landed him right, innit?
No, but you've hit a car.
I hit a car.
That's not so good, though.
Right, let's pause here.
Right, so the young deer has made a fatal mistake of owning up to the crime to the police officers that are questioning them.
The worst thing you'll ever do is if you admit to it, you are fucked. You Alexi grassed yourself in, so there you go.
And that's that, along with the TV evidence, the CCTV evidence. Do you think this young boy's been charged?
If it is the CCTV evidence, right? Now, there's one guarantee when you go to trial, right? Now, the CCTV evidence could be on that night. You could be charged with, accused of the charge, right? So, with vandalism. So, at that point, if your face is not on it and you can't really see that face, then you could easily get away with it. And there's a defence for that offence, right? So that point, these people, Lexi admitted their cell. Lexi just grassed their cell in. How stupid are they?
I feel like, here's my take on this, right? Now, they were arguing earlier. Showed you an argument with a pal. I think that, is that a lassie? The blonde?
I think that's a blonde lassie.
I think she's like, I fucking don't like this guy. Because it was so obvious that you hit that car earlier in front of the police. Sure, she's trying to get him caught.
Maybe she's a fucking CID.
She's undercover.
She's a copper, bro.
I got grass.
They're all the fucking same, man.
Corruption to the core, brother.
Sorry, on you go, mate.
I wanted to say as well, but it's up to you, right? But see, the fact is, see gangsters, right? Now, I know a few of the gangsters, right? I know some of the heavy mob and all that. A lot of these people are high court grassies and grassies, right? They're drug dealers, they're still grassies, right? These people, you never ever trust them, right? Never ever trust anybody, because these people would do anything to get you. These people would actually put that in granny. They would get that old, you know, they will actually get the ain granny hung.
Aye.
Do you get what I'm saying? They would actually get the ain granny hung because they're high court grassies. Mm. And there's a lot of drug dealers does that type of stuff. When you see stuff like on the digger and all that, right? You see it all the time. People try to make deals. People are giving me money. People try to like get a name of their cell and all that, right? It's mental. It's absolutely embarrassing, mate. Because these people think they're something, but they're fucking...
But at the end of the day, they're grassing everybody. And it's always at the fucking... I feel like when you hear about it, it's always the ones that are like quite near the top as well, like big time. And it's obviously because they've been cornered and been like, ah, we've got this on you. Either you're going to jail for a long time or you're constantly going to give us information on people.
I was going to come out with as well that see the time being in prison, right? Do you know these things... you know these things with the pillars, what do you call them again? Drones, isn't it?
Aye, drones, yes. Aye.
Aye, so earlier was in the morning when I was in my bed, right, I couldn't sleep. I heard this thing, a weird thing going, you know, like that there, making a noise, right? Sounds like a hoover, right? So it was a drone coming into the jail. And when these things come in, do you know you can buy mobile smartphones, right, like an iPhone and all that, right? You can buy them for £1,500. This is where the big money's coming from, right? All these gangs, right? These people make big money. They try and get, you know, they try and commit a crime, they try and get remanded and all that, and then they start coming out with big money, right? Mm. All you have to do is just send a sort code and account number, that's how the money goes in, right? Now, a lot of these people do commit big, massive crimes. They go in for a long, long time. You're looking at, well, in Bellini, the maximum you can spend in there is 4 years, right? Mm. So some of these guys are spending, like, just a nick over 4 years, right? Mm. So they're getting phones, they're getting pen knives, they're getting drugs and all that in, and that's where the big money... Some of these prison staff, right? See all them prison staff, they're getting money. They're getting like £5,000 or £1,000, right? And they're just getting paid, right? They're £500. You deal something for me. You do something for me, right? Mm-hmm. Or you thing with that, I'll give you £200.
Let that
right?
parcel come
right,
in.
So what the day is, the thing with the phone, right? So the phone, £200, right? There you go. Give that to sell 55 or something like that, right? That's how they do it.
Aye.
Do you understand?
All money,
do you understand? It's all about money. It's all about making money. A lot of these prison officers, they do make a fucking amount of money.
I was listening to something about, I think it was in a Scottish, where was I listening to this? I can't remember. It was really recently about a chef in a jail. He was selling bottles of vodka to the prisoners for like £100.
Was he making
100 quid a bottle? Because everything's like, everything's really expensive in it. Like, more, would you say things are more expensive in jail than out of jail?
So
like a packet of fags would cost you a lot more in jail than out of jail.
Well, obviously you can't buy like fags or tobacco. It's what do you call it? It's vaping things.
Oh, right, okay.
Pods, they call it.
Aye, aye.
So obviously some of these people buy pods, right? So what they do is, you all right, mate? You got any pods on you and all that? Five pods and I'll do you a deal and all that, right? So that's what they do. It's all about dealing. You know, there's a lot of dealing in the jail. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? So people will get, like, their Valium, right? Aye. So one of them will get a bunch of Valium, right? They'll give it to that young. Maybe they give free pods, right, for the vaping and all that. That's how they do. They deal and deal and deal, you know. Mm-hmm. Some of these guys as well, that they get vodka and they get drugs in, they get maybe like a bread knife or maybe a pain knife, maybe. Mm-hmm. You know, it depends what it is. Mm-hmm. There are things out there. There's a program with John Kemp. Ross Kemp, which he done a video. Which he was on HMP Bellini, right? I don't know if you've seen that.
Aye.
So see the things that were coming out with, like mobile phones. See, like, just a basic phone. Do you know how much that is? £100
Just like just a wee shitty.
It's
like
a SIM card. You're just actually buying the SIM card, mate. Aye. You know, you're buying the SIM card for £100. That, you know, there's big money in the jail. A smartphone like an iPhone is £1,500. That's how much it is for drugs and all that. If you're wanting like. What you call it, Eckies and all that. Right? You're looking at for maybe £150 just to buy one pill.
Imagine being on Eckies in the jail.
Mate, I seen
that would be mental.
I knew a cunt. I was in a boozer once with a cunt and he was talking about how he was just at the jail and he was mad. He was like a pure, he was mad to be around him because he was institutionalised for ages, mate. But his money making in the jail was getting MCAT in. And balls and that. He said like cunts would kick balls air the thing.
Air the fence and they'd try and catch it.
Balls and shit. Yep. And he said, well, MCAT, mate, obviously that was like 15 quid an ounce out here. But in there it was like 40 quid a gram and that. Cunts would get further MCAT in the jail, mate.
I wanted to ask as well, we'll need to maybe wrap up in about 5 minutes. See, when you're in the jail, is there, so see these guys that are in for a bit longer, they're maybe making a lot of money in that. Do the prison guards treat them differently? Do they treat certain people differently, or is everybody getting treated like shit?
They will get treated differently. I have seen that myself. When I'm in the jail, right, there's people which they have a name of their cell, they will have a good job, right? Like, what do you call it? There's a name for it. I don't know what.
A job? What do you mean? Like, what? Something, doing something in the jail? Like, it's like they go and work and.
Aye, it's like one of these porter prison.
Some people like help out in the gym and all that, and like take books.
Help out in the kitchen.
Aye, they help things like out, they help to clean the, like, maybe paint and. Right. You know, just. A jail keeper thing.
Like a maintenance guy, a handyman sort of thing, no.
A past man, that's it. Sorry, it took a while. My head's fucked. You know,
right. Like, mate, you've had that big day today.
It's called a past man. That's the name of it, right? So in the jail, they call it a past man, right? So what a past man does is they will get the best job, right? The reason why they get that is because they deals with the prison officers, right?
Yeah.
So they will deal with a certain, you know, prison officers. They always stay at the same routine, right? Now, some of these prison staffs, they work four on and four off. Do you understand what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Like four days.
Exactly, four a week, right?
Yeah.
So 4 days a week. So that's how they work. So that point, they will do a full, complete 12-hour shift, right, from 8 to 8, you know, so 8 in the morning to 8 at night. Mm-hmm. So that point, they will get them a job because the reason why they're dealing business, and that's what it is, it's all to do with business. Mm-hmm. They will give them money. The prison officer will give the past man something, and it's all about making deals.
Corruption, mate.
It's corrupt to the core, mate. It's a lot of corruption. You will never imagine how corrupt the system is, mate.
Mate, we know now because how much you've enlightened us on the topic, mate, because I didn't have a clue.
The reason why I studied criminal law, mate, right, I don't trust some of the lawyers, right? I'd never ever trust them at all. I don't trust the fiscals and all that, right? They're very sneaky for some reason. There's a lot of these people believe in this demonic shit, like witchcraft and all that, right? That's what they deal with, right? See, there's Fisco's there. See, I was going to ask as well, see murderers, right? Do you believe their eyes turn funny? And what, that in your honest opinion?
What, like when they're about to kill? Something takes over them sort of thing?
So attempted murder or a murder, right? Do you believe their eyes turn weird? Do you believe that?
When they're doing it?
Like if I was looking at someone, if I say there was a murderer about to kill me and he's coming up with a knife, do you mean he's got crazy eyes like a dog or something?
So let me establish something, right? See a murderer, right? You know, let's just say a woman murdered a man, right?
Mm-hmm.
So do you know even as well you can be charged with a domestic of a murder? Did you know that?
No.
You can actually be charged with a domestic. It's the same thing as a murder. A domestic is a very serious crime. There's a lot of men in the prison that go in for domestic, you know, they get charged for it. They even get remanded, like, for 18 months, you know. Remanded for 18 months for no reason at all because of a domestic because a woman argue with, you know, with her husband and all that, right? So anyway, I was going to say, let's just say, example, a woman murdered her husband, right? And you believe, well, you knew that she murdered him, right? Do you believe, in your honest opinion, that she's got her eyes all weird? Like, do you believe her eyes are very weird for some reason?
I would.
Aye, like the devil's in her or something.
Like, the eyes are pure weird. They're black. They're very narrow.
I know what you mean.
Do you get what I'm saying?
They look different when you look at their eyes.
Exactly. Their eyes are very weird. I notice a lot of these men that, see. When I was in the jail, mate, right, I'm not lying to you, mate. Mm-hmm. I am telling you the most truth, right? I was in Balinny just 51 months there, I was remanded. This guy, which I was in, he was in Blackhill, I think he was from.
Right.
He had been shot with a shotgun. And he showed me the mark on the side of his leg. And I said to him, I said, mate, you're very lucky. I said, you never lost your leg, you know? I said, you're very lucky you never lost your leg. You know, this guy had, like, machetes all over his body. It was cuts, everything. He had a slash from there with a razor. That was when he was in the jail. There's a lot of these guys that spend, like, 20 years in and out of the jail. There's guys about 40 or 50 years old. Do you get what I'm saying?
For sure, mate. There's a lot of fucking troubled people out there.
There is.
Definitely. In our prison systems.
That's us, mate. That was amazing, mate. Honestly, we love having you on. We'll do it again. We'll wait a wee while. Let a bit of drama build and we'll do it again, mate.
Definitely.
Thank you so much.
I always want to say there's a song, I got locked up, won't let me out.
Look, see if you're singing that, that'll start playing now, mate, on the video.
I got locked up, won't let me out.
They won't let me out. I'm locked up, they won't let me out.
Forever,
yeah. Thank you so much, mate.
Amazing champion, mate. Love you.